Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/PrettyDeceShow. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek, and welcome to Pretty Dece, the short show about movies, comics, games, and all the pop culture in between. And you know, right at the precipice between pop culture and technology is the concept of artificial intelligence. And bringing that concept really into reality are companies like Google. They have a division called DeepMind, and they've been working on AI for a while. And Google's DeepMind AI recently just beat two professional StarCraft II players at their own game. This happened in December, and the games and the footage was just streamed this week. And it happened in two multi-game series, so two five-game series. The AI they've nicknamed Alpha Star, and it beat the pros Mana and TLO. Now, these guys are people who play StarCraft II on professional teams, people who make money playing StarCraft II, the best human players that StarCraft II has to offer. And Alpha Star, this artificial intelligence, beat them 5-0, both of them. Didn't even pick up a game against the artificial intelligence. That's certainly really, really fascinating, because StarCraft II, it's an RTS game, and it's a complicated game. It's not a simple game of how many times can I click the mouse. It requires a lot of deep thought and planning and strategy and thinking 8-10 moves ahead and focusing on multiple things at once. So this computer was able to beat these actual human pros doing this. Now, most of the time when it comes to pop culture and the AI that you think about in pop culture, the AI, it becomes AI because it has this kind of eureka moment where it goes from a machine to suddenly something more than a machine. It gains sentience in this kind of spark moment that happens. And that's not really what happens in reality. In reality, artificial intelligence is just a very sophisticated program that's written to observe behavior of some sort, and it uses what it's seen in the past to inform its future decisions. So it absorbs data through like a neural network, for example, and it takes all that in and it calculates it and it analyzes it and it uses everything that it's ever learned and ever observed to decide what to do next. And when that program is sufficiently complicated and has sufficiently learned enough, it can behave pretty much as if it were human, or better, even, in fact. So there's lots of research out there right now applying AI to things like this. Of course, we have the famous games where supercomputers played chess against our best chess masters in the world, and now that concept has graduated to video games like StarCraft. Now, when you really break down what happened here with the AI, it gets even more fascinating what happened. So they broke down the DeepMind AI into five different AI competitors, each with their own objectives, so one for each game of the series. And they used a neural network to have those AI competitors watch replays of human StarCraft II matches. So they absorbed all this knowledge of StarCraft II matches, and then those agents, those AI competitors, played against each other in a StarCraft II league. They played for a week straight, which equates to about 200 years worth of StarCraft II, and they became essentially experts on the game. They played more total than a human could ever play in their lifetime. Now, you might think that the AI would win simply by being able to move faster. The fact that it can click more than a human could, click faster than a human, that it can move the mouse faster and more accurately. But that's actually not what happened, and I think that's where this gets the most interesting. So Alpha Star, the AI, had 280 actions per minute, or APM. That's typically how you measure how much you can do in a game like StarCraft. Now, 280 actions per minute is pretty good, but it's less than most pros, and it's less than the two pros that Alpha Star played here. And also, Alpha Star had a delay between observation and action that was about, on average, 350 milliseconds, which again is less than the pros have when they are playing. So it's not that the computer, it's not that the AI could move faster and could do things that were physically impossible for a human. It just simply made better decisions. It knew exactly what to do at what time. It didn't get flustered. It didn't get tilted. It could analyze and determine the correct objective on the battlefield much more accurately than a human could. And that's certainly fascinating stuff. And I'm really excited for the potential for this research to go even further. Obviously, the potential for this to eventually take over the world and enslave us all is very high. But on the bright side, maybe the AI in our video games will get a whole lot smarter in the meantime. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dees for today. Thank you very much for joining me to get real nerdy about artificial intelligence. If you want to support Pretty Dees, you can do so. Visit prettydeesshow.com/listener support. Of course, download the podcast from your favorite podcast delivery platform and check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/prettydees. Finally, hit me up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pretty Dees Show.